そうやってるんですよ。
This is a big place over here. There's a lot of parts to it and a lot of wonders to it. And after the places, there's a bunch of shining there. Wir sehen heute over here. In time of our places, Yehinem on the Chetzi Yishaloi Migu Diboi Yama Akula Shali. In fact, it was interesting, Kasha. The guy said he had his, and he has a Migu. What's the Migu he has? Believe me, when I say him, I could have said Kula Shali. I could have just as well said Kula Shali, and then I would have gotten out. So... let me get here for the migu that I could have said. Like, the whole thing is mine. I have a kerech at half time. Could have been a bigomara, high migu gufe. The gomara and the chesam and aleph says such a migu. The gomara and the chesam and aleph had a different agenda. The agenda of the chesam and aleph was they wanted to use this same migu to pater a guy who says chetzi from a shvuah, as I wrote out barichos on the special public service. The what does he want to say on the Chesmer Aleph? Why does every guy who says he doesn't have to swear, but even when he says half that, he's saying the truth because he wanted it, it was a lie, it was a kula, at least pater from a shvuah. So Mar says no, that we're afraid Arur Karam is going to scam it, really he's a liar, and the reason why he said kula shali was to get out of the shvuah, which is interesting because by the guy saying kula shali is losing a quarter, but the Mar over there is focusing on the shvuah, okay? And the Mar says it's a haroma, that the reason why he said half is because he wants to get out of the shuah. So if you're going to let him not swear when he says half, people are so afraid of swearing, by the way, that in order to get out of the shuah, he's going to say half as opposed to saying all. The male of the migo over there doesn't pat you from the shuah, therefore you have to swear. In fact, Tais says, okay, so swear, you have to swear. But now that he's anyway going to swear, so to get out of the shuah, you can't get out of the shuah. So if you say half, you have to swear. So if you say kula shuli, you have to swear. The seder, well, let me have a migo. When I say chetzi shuli, and I'll swear on Chetzi Shali because I could have said Kula Shali and I would have sworn at the moment of the Migu. Believe me, when I say Chetzi Shali, the half is mine and I'll swear, with the Migu, I could have said Kula Shali and I'll swear. That's Tosis Kasha. I have three horrors on Tosis Kasha, which I want to speak about. First of all, the Shita Mekubetzes over here in the Gilyan, over here on the spot, the Gilyan Shita Mekubetzes asks a horror. He asks, why does Tosis have to bring down the Gemara Dav Ches? It's a Migu. Believe me when I say half, because I could have said whole. What did he find in Daf Ches? So the Gilyan answers that this migo is not a great migo. Why? Because when you're arguing with somebody, it's a much bigger chutzpah, it's a much bigger ha'alza to say kula shali than it is to say chetzi shali. It's a much bigger chutzpah. If Alta is a much bigger chutzpah, so there's a chiddush that such a thing is called a migu. I would think that, listen, you know, when you're going up against somebody to go lie to his face and say kula shali, as opposed to saying something as is, that's ha'alza. It's a migu da'alza. It's a migu that you would have said something that's more mechutzah, more of ha'alza than what you're saying now. And mimeila, I would think it's not a good migu. Kamash v'lan and dafches, that is a good migu. As I state in the shita b'shem digilyim. It's very interesting. I want to eat on a parenthesis. We're going to talk about this the next day or two. It's very interesting. Some of the Rishonim, including the Chedusha Aran, they answer that the reason why we don't make a migo is because it's a migo of the Aza. It's a migo of Chutzpah. A guy would rather tie a Chetzi than to tie a Kula. You can't say, oh, I could have tied a Kula. You wouldn't have had the guts to tie a Kula. Now, the obvious question on that is, how could the Chedusha Aran answer such a Teretz, which we're going to see inside the coming days, how the Tzibor arrived from the Ches, that we do see such a migo. We're going to talk about it, okay? But either way, that's the horror number one on Tosis. Why did Tosis have a need to bring a Raya from Dafchas? The Migu is a good Migu. Believe me when I say Chetzi, because I could have said Kula. I would have been believed when I say Kula. So the answer is, the Shita says, because it's a weak Migu, it's not a great Migu. So Tosis has to prove that we say such a Migu. Horror number two, the Rishonim speak out here, all the Rishonim mention it, I'm just speaking it out, that the Migu over here is a little bit of an unusual Migu. The classic Migu is when a person tied his A and he could have tied it B. Over here, if you would have tied it to B, you would only be believed with a shvuah. So So it's a tainu with a shvua up to another tainu with a shvua. It's not exactly a classic migu. A classic migu is really when a tainu A, because if it wanted a tainu A, could a tainu B. Or if you would have tainu B, you would have only been believed if you would have sworn, correct? And yet we say such a shvua. So we shouldn't go out of their way to bring down a gemara b'mal basar, which is not our topic, that we say such a migu. Migu on A, if I would have swear, because I could have said B and I would have sworn. Not that I would have said B and been believed. It's a migu of a tainu with a shvua up to a migu with a tainu with a shvua, and that's also called a good migu. Rakapanim, that's horror number two on the Migu of Taisus over here. Believe me when I say Chetzi and swear on Chetzi, because I could have said Kulishali and so on Kulishali. Horror number three is a fascinating horror on Taisus Kasha. I wonder what the Eilom says. So I'm on the Shakasha, we're probably the beginning of the week. All right, what a week we have ahead of us. But yeah, Ezer Hashem. What a week. What does the Eilom say? What does that Lom the Shataina? Listen. A guy went ahead and tied it half. Why does he get half? So Taisa says, before you have a non-sadi, do you remember the Rosh asked the Kasha, the Rosh asked, and said, wait a minute, why when you tied it half do you have a quarter? Hello, you're a non-sadi supporting the half. Remember the Rosh asked the Kasha? One of the cornerstones of last week. When a guy tied his half, why does he get a quarter? Hello, why when he tied his kula shali does he get a half? Because there's a non-sadi on half. So how many times chetzi shali does he get a quarter? Hello, he has an anantzadi that's supporting the tainu of half. More than that, the anantzadi fits with the tainu. That's the kasha we asked last week. Why every time when a guy says chetzi shali does he get a quarter? Hello, the same anantzadi that gives him a half when he said kula shali should give him an anantzadi. He gets a half, correct? What the Rosh answer? What the Tosafot Rosh answer? A very lomdish teretz. Tosafot Rosh answered a very lomdish teretz that the anantzadi changes depending on your tainu. Remember? What the Tosafot Rosh answer? A very lomdish teretz. That we map out your chazakas lefi your tainus, bir hadvarim. When you say kula shali, you say kula shali, so you're both holding half. And on tzadi ma'atav asai, ma'atav asai. But when you say kula shali and he says chetzi shali, so on the half that you're moida, that's b'chal, you're not holding that b'chal. Remember the lashon of this Rosh, you're not a mozik b'chal. So what are you both mozik in? You're both mozik in and a half, a quarter and a quarter. So it comes a very interesting. When I get up and say half, how much am I mozik in? How much are mozikin? Mozikin a quarter. A mozikin, when I ask a question, it's not a rhetorical question. Yeah, when a guy says kula shali and chetzi shali, how much is he mozikin, by the way? He's mozikin a quarter. Why, if he says kula shali, he's going to get half? Because the chazak is going to change, correct? Why, when a guy says kula shali, does he get half? Because anan tzadi half. Where did that anan tzadi disappear to when he said chetzi shali? It went down to a quarter, because the chazak is carved out according to your tainus. Rabbi said, we never found such a migu in the world. Normal migu is, I tained A, and I could have tainted B. Over here, if you would have tainted B, the reason why you would win is because the whole chazak changes. Yeah, interesting migu. I'm not asking a kasha, I'm just pointing out a super long de shavart. We never had such a migu. Hello, a migu is, I tainted A. Well, why should I believe you on A? Because I could have tainted B, and I wouldn't have believed, right? Over here, if you would have tainted B, why would you be believed? Because the whole chazaka would redo itself. The whole chazaka would be different. The chazaka wouldn't be on a quarter. The chazaka would be on a half. So it's not the pshat that if you would have said kula shali, you would have been believed because your tain is better. If you would have said kula shali, so the whole map of the chazakas would have been built differently, and we would have seen an anantzadi on a half, and you would have gotten a half because you had an anantzadi on a half. That's a very interesting migo. The normal migo is where a taina up to a taina. I have a krech, a taina, and a taina A, because I could have tainted B. Over here, by tining B, it's not the tine of B that would have given it to you. The reason why the tine of B would have given you more than the tine of A, because the tine of B would change the whole nature of the chazakah, that now you're in an anantzadi on half, not on a quarter. Yesh la'ayin, I can make an amigu like that, where if I would have today, in the present state, remember, the reason why you're winning the entire over here is because of the chazakah, because of the anantzadi in the world of places. So today, you're almost on a quarter. Now, you could have said a taina that would have made your muzik into a half. That's a migu? I heard. You didn't know what I said. I'm not going with the balabata shemal of the shakra, okay? I'm not going with the balabata shemal of the shakra. And even if it's a balabata shemal of the shakra, but it's not exactly a raya. The word is I could have won with that taina. Over there, the reason why you would have won with that taina, because it would have changed the whole circumstances. That's a huge point. You say, so what? I'll answer you. If it's a plus the mali l'shaker, maybe he's right. But if you learn that it's some sort of koyach in the tainus, that I have an amonos on taina A because I would have had an amonos on taina B, I could hear that in the situation that you're in now, I could have tied a different tainer. Let's say I would have tied a different tainer that would have changed the whole matzah, the whole din Torah. That's called a migu. I didn't say not. Niskakasha. I'm pointing out to you that it's a very interesting migu. That the reason why the kula shali would have been believed is not stop because kula shali is believed. If I would have said kula shali, the entire chazaka would change. The circumstances would change. There would be a different anansadi. Not that the words he had a tainer would have been believed. So over here, where the din Torah is being mukhra, not al yedei your tainers, it's being mukhra al yedei the chazaka. So the vote is that if I would have said kula shali, the map of the chazaka would have changed, and instead of being mukhzik in a corner, I would have mukhzik in here. That's an interesting type of migo that I never came across before. I'm pointing out, but I don't think it's not interesting. I'll go back there, which I'm going to do anyway. If you have a lumbar she'ir, then you should be shook up by what I just said. And if you did not shook up, then you don't have a lumbar she'ir. But yeah, that's not, what is it here? I don't know. You heard that? Oh, those are the three horrors on Tosis Kasha. Tosis has Samigu. Horror number one is, why does Tosis need a riot for? It says the Gilead because it's Samigu, that also it's a Shvach Amigu. Horror number two is that it's Samigu of a Shvuah to a Shvuah, which means it's not a freestanding Taina. And horror number three is very interesting, that in the Matzav of today, you can't get Chetzi. You're going to have to go change the whole Matzav by a different Taina, which changes the Chazakah. And Tosis says it's called Amigu, and it's a Kasha, I pointed out. Ever Tosis. First, we found the Mikkel Hetzi Lamin and the Bechetzi Hashani Muchzak Zeka Moizeh. Listen carefully now. Be great. Advertises that it's a Mikkel Hetzi. It's like this. Go slowly. It's a huge raid here. Tifa raid. Interesting raid. Bear with me. What's a Pasha Shah Mikkel Hetzi Lamin? The Pasha Shabbat Mikol Hetzi Lamrinon is
that when there's a din of Beitzim Mechavel of Araya,
so Marshall, I go to somebody and I say it's mine, and he says, no, Beitzim Mechavel of Araya, you need a Araya, Aiden. What happens if I don't bring a Araya, I don't bring Aiden, but I bring a Migul? I have a Migul supporting my case. So there's Man Biyom, it's a big machlekes we show him all over Shas, one of the biggest machlekes we show him in Shas. Migul Hetzi Lamrinon. Places over here says, the Rabban over here brings down that this is one of the main Mekurvis to the Sheetis who hold Migul Hetzi Lamrinon, okay? So what does it mean? So the Velt says, as I think it's the Ketzais in common places, that Bivalt is a din of Havoyetzi Bechvel of Araya, is a din of Cheskas Momen, you're a Mukzik. To be Moitzi from a Mukzik, Amigu's not enough. Amigu can't clash with a Metzvah Araya. Right, you have to be Aiden. That's not going to be worth anything. Now, the din of Migul Hetzi, by the way, is Machlekes Rishayim, all the Rishayim split. Chelakol like this, big balagan. Those who hold the Migul Hetzi Amrinon have to grapple with Tosfos Kasha. They have to look for other Terusim. Rishayim over here said a long list of other Terusim. We're going to talk about some of them in the coming days. What the answer to Tosfos Kasha Migul. But Akoponim, Nachzol in Yanenu, Tosfos says Migul Hetzi, Tosfos built with Raman says this is the main marker of those Shitas. So I'm asking, why is Migul Hetzi Amrinon? So I could say, a very baseline word, maybe that's how I learned all the time, is that when you have a dinner, right, what does it mean like this? Let's speak it out. I want to get the other quarter from you, right? What do I want to do? I want to get another quarter. I get a quarter. I want to get the other quarter from you. On that quarter, you're a mutzik. On that quarter, you say to me, I'm waiting to make a raya. Bring me a raya. Migul's not a raya. Migul hates you, learn me now. Slowly. That is the baseline shot in mutzvah. That shot, I can't say shot in Tosis. That can't be the shot. It's already proved from the previous Tosis that neither guy can tell the other guy Hamitzim Mechavel Varaya, because they're both holding together. They're both holding it on together. I want to teach you how to learn a Tosis. Tosis gets up and says, I want the Eilam now, if you don't mind, I want to aid on a sentence of clarity, because in a minute we're going to mamish dive off the cliff. The topic of this Tosis is, when you're Shneimer of Metalis, Dinis Yachleku. What happens if one of the party brings to the table another tool? For example, he brings to the tool a Migul. That's really what this Tosis is about. One of the parties has a Migul. Does that overpower the din of Yachleku? That's really the topic, because we're going to see other tools in a second. So Tosis says no, because Migul Hetzi Lamrinon. Now, what do you mean Migul Hetzi Lamrinon? So if the din of Migul Hetzi is that when you have a din of a Beit Mechavel Varaya, you can't use a Migul to get, so then I'm going to have to take on that the psak over here is, it's a Beit Mechavel Varaya on this quarter, a Beit Mechavel Varaya on this quarter. I have a quarter, so it's mine. The other quarter is by you. I'm trying to get your quarter, right? So you tell me, I'm Beit Mechavel Varaya. It's by me. I'm almost like in the quarter. You can't. Migul Hetzi Lamrinon. Now that can't be the Pshat Tosis. Because we proved unequivocally from the previous Tosis. We proved, and this is where there's a connection between these two Tosis. We proved unequivocally from the previous Tosis. that neither one has a din of hamoitzi mechaver olavar. Nobody can tell the other guy, you're hamoitzi on my quarter. My quarter is saying it's mine, and you go bring me a rai. You're hamoitzi, because otherwise Tosis didn't have to say olashen of anan tzadi. Tosis the din of enichul kecholus. I'm just repeating myself. So each guy's hold is not enough to tell the other guy, you're hamoitzi for me, and go bring a rai, because it's by me. I'm going to use the word tofus to explain what by me means. Tofus means it's by me. I'm holding on to it. I'm tofus in it. If each guy's a tofus in the half, and in this case it's the quarter, so then I say, but we prove that it's not like that. Neither guy can go tell the other one, it's by me exclusively and you go bring a raya. If that would be true, so the din of yechlek would be a no-brainer. I'm a mufzik in half, you're a mufzik in half. Over here it's a quarter, it's the same thing. So one second. So if the pshat in miku lohaitzi means that when you have a psak of hamaitzi mechaveri, all of haraya, a miku is not a raya, I repeat, if the din of miku lohaitzi is that when you have a psak of hamaitzi mechaveri, all of haraya, a miku is not a raya, so then that can be pshantais over here. Because this is not a case of hamaitzi mechaveri, all of haraya. Neither guy can tell the other guy hamaitzi mechaveri, all of haraya. Neither guy has an exclusive hold on his chelik to tell the other guy you're hamaitzi. So that's not pshantais. However, I'm prepared to learn that the Tosis is Lushitosai. Not on the level of Amitim Echavel Baraya, but Tosis did say in the previous Tosis that it's an Anan Tzadi. There's a Cheskes Mamon, correct? And there's a Cheskes Mamon that says that a quarter is yours. So maybe Migul Haiti means that a Migul can't go up against a Cheskes Mamon. In other words, there's one did called Hamaitim Echavel Baraya that when it's physically by me, you need to bring a Raya. That din is not what applies over here, because then the whole previous Tosis collapsed. The whole din of Erech Lukas collapses. The Torah says that darga, that I'm a tofus and you're a mitzi, that we don't have over here, because fort, they're both physically holding on to it. But we did say, Moi Rav Boisai, that we have a, we have a din of an Anzadi. And however the Anzadi developed itself, an Anzadi says a quarter is mine. So then I could say, you want to bring a migu? You want to bring a migu, you say, this quarter is mine? Ava Cheskamon says, this quarter is mine. And then the migu is clashing, and that's good, that's a migu lights. That's enough for migu lights. Migu can't work against a Cheskes Mamon. That could be. One second. In order to say that pshat, the migu says the other quarter is mine. The Cheskes Mamon says the other quarter is not yours. I have exclusive Cheskes Mamon on the other quarter that says kineged the migu. Okay. Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Bey Simen Tes learns like this. It's on the printout that you'll have tonight by Chazal Shashir. You hear? Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Bey Simen Tes says this pshat in Tosis. And what he essentially says is that the Tosis here is the Shitas from the Tosis before. What he essentially says is that the Tosis over here is the Shitas from the Tosis before. The Tosis before said there's a Cheskes Mamon on a quarter. The word quarter and half are interchangeable. And the Migu's clashing with that. So the same Anan Sadi that says give the guy a quarter, the Cheskes Mamon, the Migu can't fight with it. The Migu's going up against the Cheskes Mamon, and the two Tosis are on the Shitas. And Rav Chanan speaks out that since the previous Tosis holds the Psak Vade, not a Psak Sofik. So that means that you have a Cheskes Mamon that says that a quarter is yours. I can't use a migu to fight the Cheskes Mamon, which says that a quarter is yours. So it's not the din of Hamitzi Mechavel Varaya, but it's a lower thing of Cheskes Mamon. Atka Andir Rav Chanan and Chelik Beis Simen Tes. One second. Like this. And yes, you see today a lashon of the Chiddush HaRan. The Chiddush HaRan brings down the pshat of Migul Haitzi, but he brings it down in a way that doesn't allow for the pshat that I just said. Lashon HaRan is like this, quote, Gimu shezet teifes vayimu shezet teifes vayimid, havali kochat v'chat kido mukhzik b'kulo. It's as if each one's holding on to the whole thing. V'chaveru kido metziya miyadeh. They're both holding on to the whole talis, and you're taking it away from him. It says in Furish, not that each guy's mufzik in half, you're mufzik in a quarter, I'm mufzik in a quarter. It doesn't say that on that side. You're both holding on to the same thing, which is true, by the way. You're both holding on to the talis. So you're both mufzik b'kula. You hear the lashon of Chiddush HaRan? And he says, migul doesn't work. Fregich, why not? The problem that I said till now, that migul haiti doesn't work, is that migul doesn't clash with the Cheskes Mamon. The migul says it's mine, and the Cheskes Mamon says it's not. That works if there's a cheskes moment that says that the quarter is his. I have one quarter. Cheskes moment says the quarter is yours. So the migu is clashing with the cheskes moment. The migu says a narrative that second quarter is mine. Cheskes moment says no. That cheskes moment that quarter is his. But if the Ran says that they're both mufzik in everything, so you don't have a chazaka that says that quarter is yours. I have a chazaka on the entire thing. You also have a chazaka on the entire thing. So now I have a migu. My migu is not clashing with a cheskes moment. There's no cheskes moment that says that a quarter is exclusively yours. The Chiddush Aran says a lashon, we're both mufzik in the talus. By the way, the Chiddush Aran himself doesn't hold like Tosis that it's a psak vaday. The point is, two people are holding on to the entire talus. I hear that. That's very nice. But why is it migu lahitzi? If migu lahitzi means I can't clash with a way to mechavel v'raya, or migu lahitzi means I can't clash with cheskes moment, I'm not clashing with a cheskes moment. I have a cheskes moment that says the whole talus is mine. You have a cheskes moment that says the whole talus is yours. Now that can't be, obviously. And that's why we're having a dintar. So I have a migu. The migu is clashing with a cheskes moment. When I say that a migu lahitzi l'arminan means that the migu is clashing with a cheskes moment, I want to say what that means. The migu says the quarter is mine, and there's a cheskes moment that says the quarter is not mine. There's no cheskes moment over here that says the quarter is not mine. It's up in the air. There's two cheskes over here on the entire talus which are clashing. I want to repeat again. In order for migu lahitzi in our case to get off the ground and tell me that migu lahitzi means the classic well-known pshat that migu doesn't clash with a cheskes moment, that pshat is only going to be true if there's a cheskes moment that says the other quarter is his. So then the migu says a narrative that the other quarter is mine, and the cheskes moment says, now that could stem with Tosis, like Rabbi Chanan said. That could stem with Tosis. Tosis said, there's an answer, the other quarter. So my migu, which says the other quarter is mine, is clashing with the cheskes moment on the quarter. But the Ran says, well, first there's no definitive cheskes moment for A and for B. Both are mufzik in the whole talus. Okay, so they're both mufzik in the entire talus. What do we do? I brought a migu to the table. Why should I win? Is somebody saying my migu is not true? No. You don't have a cheskes moment that says that quarter is yours. In order to knock out the migu, you have to have a cheskes moment that says that the quarter is yours. That you don't have over here. We're both mufzik in the entire talus, which is a state of affairs. Very good. So I brought a migu to the table now, which is a tiebreaker. It says, I win. I have a migu. I'm not clashing with somebody or another force that's saying a different narrative. I have a chazaka also. You have a chazaka. Is if you have an exclusive chazaka on the other quarter, so your chazaka on the other quarter fights off my migu. But you don't have an exclusive chazaka on the other quarter. You're just as mufzik as I am. So I came with a migu. That's a tiebreaker. Why is that called migu lahitzi? That's the big problem over here. So I want to say a dava neira is life-changing. I want to give you an introduction. There's a big machlokes rishonim. So that's the problem we have over here. We're trying to understand what migu lahitzi means in our case. I want to point out something very simple. I want to point out where this whole tumult started. You'll see in a second. I'm going to expand dramatically. The normal understanding of migu lahitzi didn't have any problems. Reuven's coming to take something from Shimon. He has a migu lahitzi l'arminan. The trouble and the controversy in this place has started because we're talking about a migu in a matzav of shnayim erzim. Okay, is that clear? That's the trouble. The story is like this. Listen carefully. This machlokes is all over Shas, Beikar and Baba Basra, many places, a little bit over here, was a migu lahitzi arminan or not. Machlokes Rishonim. Rishonim over here being done on machlokes. Place over here is migu lahitzi arminan. Rishonim argue. Watch what I'm going to say now. The normal understanding, the superficial understanding of what is the machlokes of migu lahitzi, yes or no, is migu a better raya or not? Is migu a better raya or not? It means, is migu a raya? All araya, is migu strong enough for araya or not? It's yes strong, it's not strong. Some people hold yes, some people hold no. It's a better araya. So those who hold a migu lahitzi arminan, I want them to get the case. I run into a case of a moitzi mechavel araya, like that Gemara Bava Basra. I'm using a migu to take money, okay? Moitzi mechavel araya. Migu lahitzi arminan. So obviously holds a migu is a very strong araya. I'm going to say something very cynical, because it's critical now for the second half of today. I we paskin that loyals lean on basar roiv. By moment, what's the din? Loyals lean on basar roiv. We don't go basar roiv by money. Roiv can't be mighty money. Let's say I have a din Torah with somebody and I come with a roiv, like the Masas Baba Kama, loyals lean on. Hey, Matsin, right? Who passes like that? Shmuel, right? What Shmuel say? Loyals lean on. I migo works according to half the Rishayim, so you have to say what? The migos are what? You have to say what? Migu's a better raya than roiv. Don't forget to digest that. I'm asking a kasha. I want to be. I shall the vector Tosfos. I stole the vector of a chon who says that it's l'shitasei. I stole the vector of chidushi Iran that it's not l'shitasei. Now I want to know what migul haitzi means according to Iran, for example. So I'm beginning a new topic. There's a machlekes rishayin whether migul haitzi amin or not. Toysov here says migul haitzi lo aminon. The Rambam holds migul haitzi aminon. It's an avakasha. What do you mean migul haitzi? I write to mechavel varaya. So the shitchi is the kazachi that the machlekes is whether or not a migul is enough of a raya to be maitzi. Now this is an interesting question. I roy doesn't work, so you'll tell me. Migu's better than a roiv. Migu's a raya. Rabbi Mike said it's a mali l'shaker. Roiv is roiv. So tell me the migu's better than. So roiv, everyone agrees, you're passing Allah a roiv, not moitzi momen. Lo enoch a momen acha roiv. When it comes to migu, the arishayin of all the works. That's the superficial way of looking at it, and that's how the dairies looked at it all the years. So I want to prove to you that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat of migu l'hezi l'amina, and that's not the pshat of roiv. Stories like this. The Truma Sadeshin, one of the early Rishonim, in Simen Shin Yud Daled. The Truma Sadeshin in Simen Shin Yud Daled. It's on the photo staff for tonight for the Yom Techazar over. The Truma Sadeshin in Simen Shin Yud Daled dropped a bomb that shook the Jewish world. No, it wasn't the new ice cream, and it wasn't the new place to go for Yom Tov. And it wasn't the new development in Orlando. I'll tell you what the Truma Sadeshin said. The Truma Sadeshin dropped a bomb that shook the world. Shumas Hadeshin said, let's have Shnei Meruz and Betalas. Let's have Shnei Meruz and Betalas. Two people are fighting about something. And one of the guys of the Shnei Meruz and Betalas has a roiv to support his position. We spoke about Migu interfering in Shnei Meruz. What about when roiv interferes with Shnei Meruz? He brings a story over there. The story is not important, by the way. They had a fight about something, and there's a roiv that supports one of the guys' side. Roiv b'makom Shnei Meruz. Now we pass it all over, slowly, that when Rav clashes with a Mosek, what are we paskin? Ain't no chumam and achar Rav. What happens Rav by Shnei Merzin? Says the Trumas had dashen that it works. I ain't no chumam and achar Rav. Says the Trumas had dashen that Shnei Merzin is not a chazak of Gomorrah. It's not a full power chazak. It's a shvach chazak that two people holding onto it. Yeah, nice enough. Says the Heilige Trumas had dashen on the G'dayli Rishonim. That by Shnei Merzin Betalis, if one of the Tzadim brought a Rav, we give it to him. I, all over my moment, is Einoch Moment Achar Rav. That's when you're going up a Chazak or Gemura. Guy's a Mubzik. One guy's holding it. Other guy comes with a Migu. How much of an Ovraya? Rav doesn't work. That was a Migu Rav. What happens when Shnei Merzin, which is not a Chazak or Gemura? Why is it not a Chazak or Gemura? Because they're both holding on to it. Rav works. Frek the, what do you call it? Frek the Trumas Hadeshin. There's a Taisus in that basin bomb that says Migu L'Haitzi L'Aminon. How could I get up and say that Rav works, but Migu doesn't work? And that's why I said to you, Moira Boise, we're dealing with a global international shayla. What could step into Shnei Merzin? What happens when one guy brings a Migu? What happens when one guy brings Rav? Says the Heilige Truma Sadeshin, Rav works. I ain't holchum moment achar Rav, Rav can't be Maitzi. Okay, it's not a Chazak or Gemura, because they're both holding on to it. Fact error, I Taisus says Migu L'Haitzi L'Aminon. I fact there, Tosis says Migu L'Haitzi L'Aminon. Yeah, for Migu L'Haitzi it's enough. For Rav it's not. For Migu L'Haitzi it's enough. For Rav it's not enough. Rav can beat it. Rav can fight it. So I have a Truma Sadeshin who says that when a Rav meets up with Shnei Merzin, the Rav wins. Rav can't work in Eged Cheskes Momen. It's not a real Chazaka, it's a Shvacha Chazaka. Fact there, I says Migu L'Haitzi L'Aminon. For a Migu, it's enough of a Chazaka to fight off a Migu. Shnei Merzin is enough of a Mochzik to fight off a Migu. Migu L'Haitzi L'Aminon. But to fight off a Rav, it's not strong enough. Because it's not a Chazaka Gemura. Now, according to the Truma Sadeshin, it sounds which one is stronger, Rav or Migu? Rav is stronger, because Rav wins by Shnei Merzin, Migu doesn't. So I have a steer to that, I have a riddle. How could the Heilige Truma Sadeshin say that Rav beats Shnei Merzin, but Migu doesn't? That means Rav is stronger than Migu. Although there's no question that Migu is stronger than Rav. What's my right that Migu is stronger than Rav? We paskin all over that Ein Hochum Omen Acha Rav, and half the Rishonim hold what? The Migu hates Yamrina. No, but I'm talking about the Lundis. That they don't argue about. Nobody argues whether Rav is better than Migu or not, right? He's going in places and says, Migu likes you. Rav Minon, she says Migu not, but Rav yeah. Shtayin the Truma Sadeshin, that Rav is better than Migu. So I have a riddle. In all the other Rishayinim, who hold that Migu likes works, I see that Migu is stronger than Rav. I repeat again. the it's hard to believe that the Machlekes is where the Migu is stronger than Rav and I. You have what I'm saying? I'm asking in the Truma Sedeshan at least. Okay, you're right. You could say theoretically that that's the whole Machlekes. He holds that a Rav is stronger than a Migu, and he holds that a Migu is stronger than a Rav. Could be. Shalos, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Why Rav works and Migu does? You can say Rav is stronger than Migu. It could be. It's strange because even when he said Simcha, we paskin unequivocally that by Mom we don't go past the Rav. Okay? Migu is more than Machlekes Rishayim. You see, so it's at least weaker than Rav. That's what I'm saying. But Migu broke out of Machlekes, okay? Broke out of Machlekes. Rav is unequivocal. There's no Machlekes by Rav. Right? We paskin halacha that Rav doesn't work. And Migu broke out of Machlekes. So Machlekes is a right. Migu is less. Lefi everybody. Okay? Because it's hard to believe that it's an extreme Machlekes that way. That's what I'm saying. Okay? He says it's more, he says it's less. It could be. I'm saying it's not Kishma. Okay? Yeah, but say it, but again, it's strange that the Machlekes is whether Migu is stronger than Rav or not. That's what they argued about, okay? But that will have to be the Machlekes at the end of the day. Machlekes have to be at the end whether Migu is stronger than Rav or not, okay? So I want to repeat the second half of what I'm saying so far, because now I want to start the big read. And he asked the Kasha, why is Migu Lohitzi? If Migu Lohitzi, that doesn't clash with Cheskes Mamon, then I have to say like Rav Chanan that this is a continuation of previous tesis. This is a separate Cheskes Mamon on a quarter. The Ran state nishta zay. The Ran says that there's competing chazakas over here. So what does Migul Haitzi mean in it? That's it. B, I want to broaden the topic. The Truma Sedeshan says, Rav works, because it's not a chazaka gemur. On the other hand, Migul, he says, doesn't work, because it is a chazaka. What does that mean? Rav is stronger than Migul? That's his mashma. On the other hand, we see that by Migul, there's machlek as well as Lohitzi or not. What's going on here? Migu stronger than no, Rav, Rav is stronger than Migu. That was a very big raid, listen carefully. Chief of raid, I know it's beer with me, I'm going to answer all the kashas now. There's a famous Yisrael for Rav Nochum. I've heard this from Rav Osher many times. But Rav Nochum changed the whole understanding of... Rav Nochum changed the whole understanding of Migu. I'm going to explain at length. And I want to give an introduction to what he said. It's a very, very tief of art. The din is that when one guy is a muzik, we say, I'm going to make a veil of a raya. So, you need to bring a raya? I want to talk about the man, the young Bigel Haitzi Arena, just for argument's sake, that you can even be. I need a raya, so I said it, I repeat myself. Bigel's called a raya. I'm not from what many raya is, that's not what a Bigel is, that's not how a Bigel works. He said like this. When I have a din Torah with somebody, so I come to you and I say a taina, I'm the Tevea, you're the Nitva. Listen carefully how I'm saying it. And I say, you owe me $1,000, you're the Nitva. So you're the Mozik. So you tell me, I'm waiting for Chaval Rai. My name holds that Amigo works. You could learn that Amigo's a Raya. My paskin, they need a Raya. The resolution of this din Torah is that you need to bring me a Raya. I'm waiting for Chaval all of a Raya. A raya generally means Adam. What happens if I bring a low-level raya called a migu? Okay, I bought a raya. If I hold migu, I see him. Said Rav Nochum, Sattam Shat. Rav Nochum said, there are two ways to resolve it in Torah. I'm explaining at length what he said. He said a big yisay all over at Nashim Nezikim. There are two ways to resolve it in Torah. One way to resolve it in Torah is at the Taina stage, and the other way to resolve it in Torah is at the Raya stage. When I come to you and I say to you, you owe me $1,000, and you say I don't. So you send me to make a Raya, I have to bring a Raya. When I bring Adam, so the chat is I bought a Raya, and I win the caucus. Said Rav Nochum, that when I come with a Taina to you, and I have Amigo supporting my Taina. Amigo's not a Raya, Rav Nochum said. Saif is Malo, the Shaker, Saif, it's what he called. Amigo strengthens your taina and says your taina is a good taina because you could have said another taina, whether it's a mali the shaka because I could have said a different taina or it's a kerecha taina. I'm not going to eat that. I don't want to talk about it. But the yisoid of migu is it's a taina strengthener. It means you have a good taina. And watch what I'm going to say now. You're going to win your din Torah not because you have a raya that you're true. We don't have a raya. A raya is when you lost the din Torah in the world of tainas, then you need to bring rayas. The aside of Migu is that we give you an amonis to your taina. We accept your taina. Your taina is a taina alimta because it's backed by a Migu. And then you win the din Torah at the taina stage. Your taina has an emunus. Now, if you win the din Torah at the taina stage, you don't have to bring a raya. Because I knocked you out already before we got to the din of avoytzi mechel v'raya, because in the first stage of the dialogue between us, in the first stage of the din Torah between us, I have a better taina than you. I have a winning taina, and I won the din Torah, not because I have a raya that you're wrong. It's a different mechanism completely of why I win the din Torah. I repeat. Rav Nochum taught us, and Kachki Balti Me'abrisai, that the Yesod of Migu is not a form of a lower level Raya. It's not the form of a lower level Raya at all. It's not the form of a lower level Raya at all. It's not the form of a lower level Raya at all. The Yesod of Migu is a Taina strengthener, and if the Migu works, when the Migu works, like the Shittas that it works, in the cases where it works, you're working not because you have a Raya to your Tzad. You're working because you're Taina won the Dintara. Every Dintara is based on two stages. I repeat again. Stage number one is the taina stage, Tovea, the Nitva. Present my tainas. If in the stage of the tainas you've lost the case, then we're going to tell you, we're going to bring a raya. The side of Migu is that at the taina stage, we're going to let you win with the taina. You have a strong taina. And it's an emunus of a taina. It's a different mechanism than the mechanism of raya. The mechanism of raya is that when there's a dintara, I bring what I call an exterior raya to support my din. The side of Migu says that your taina is a strong taina, and your taina has an amanus. We accept your taina. Period.
Even though you guys have a better taina
mind. There's a Sora Chazal, by the way. By the way, there's nothing for you to get nervous about. Anything else you understand about Migu after all your vast years in yeshiva and Kerech HaTaina, you understand? There's 1,000 riders to Kerech HaTaina. What is that? The Pasuk? Which Pasuk in the Torah I didn't notice? It's a Sora Chazal. There's such a thing called a good taina. So the whole thing is Sora. What's Bori Vishon Bori Yodav mean, by the way? That was Chazal. The whole Migu was a contraption of Chazal. That Chazal taught us that this is a richtige svara to give the guy a stronger taina. Okay? Our job, by the way, is not to know where Chazal took the Gemara. Our job is to understand what did Chazal say when the Gemara brought down there's a thing called a Migu all over Shas, okay? As a force to be reckoned with. Our job is to understand what are you reckoning with? It's in the world of Rayas or it's in the world of Tainas? And Nochum said there's Mela. He said Rabbi Hussein, we're going step by step here. Said Rabbi Seinu, the Yisoid of Migu Lohitzi Lamrina doesn't mean what the Velt Tzuka said it meant. This is a four-part word. That's the first Yisoid of Nochum said, that the Yisoid of Migu is not operating in the world of Raya, it's operating in the world of Nemanas HaTaina. And you preempt the world of Raya. Okay? That's A. Two. So what's the Shaila of Migu Lohitzi Lamrina? Seder Nochum Anupshat, the Fiza. Part number two. Seder Nochum, the Fiza I just said, so the Yisoid of Migul Lohitzi Lamrina doesn't mean that Migul can't clash with the Cheskes Momen. Or to say it more bluntly, that a Migul is not enough of a Raya to be Mitzi from a Cheskes Momen. That's not what it means. But it means it's somebody else completely. The Balti Yisoid of Migul is a Migul that we're believing your Taina. So there are two types of tainas in the world. There are tainas which come to protect what a person has. The person's under attack, and there's a reyusa in him, and we want to take money away from him, and he has a migu to support himself. The nitva is being a migu to support his position. And then you have tainas which are coming lohitzi. Seder Mrocha migu lohitzi lo'aminon has nothing to do with hamoitzi mechavel v'raya, nothing with cheskes momen. Since the yisoid of migu is the yisoid in the world of tainas that we give you a winning taina, the level of taina that you need to win, to take money, is higher than the level that you need to protect. We're entering a new world. We're entering a world called tainas. You have a winning taina. A winning taina, said Rav Nochum, like the Mandiyom Amigul Haitzi Lanamina means, it's enough of a winning taina to protect what you have. It's not enough to get from somebody else. Now, this is not because Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Arai or because the Cheskes Momen says otherwise. It's coming to, what are you coming to do with the taina? To go get something from somebody needs a better taina than to keep what you have, to protect what you have. It's a different set of rules in the world of taina. So Nochum used to be Medayik. Taisa says in Lamed Beis and Baba Basra, Miku laharzik aminon. Taisa said, Elashim, we do miguim to hold on to things. By the way, think about it. I want to hold on to something. I'm under attack. You want me to pay money. You come with a shtar, all types of cases over there. Miku laharzik, right? I'm coming with a case. And whatever the case is, and I have a stark, I have something to support my taina. You have something, so you have a good taina. to use the remnants of the taina to keep what I have, I can do. To use the remnants of the taina to take, I can't. Because to take something with a taina is harder to do. You need a stronger taina to take than to keep. So the yisayin of migul lahitzi loyam rinon doesn't mean that migul is not enough oraya against the cheskes moment. That's not what it means b'chal. What it means is that when you want to win using the knockout at the taina stage, you want to come with a completely different mechanism. You want to come with a completely different dynamic. You want to come with a migul dynamic. And what do you want to do? You want to strengthen the taina. You want to make the taina stark. So that we say, migul lahitzi loyam rinon. To win with a strong taina to go take, for that you need better. You need a stronger taina to win. Nothing to do with the din of raya. It's not because of the din of raya. It's that if you want to win with a strong taina is enough to keep. A strong taina is not enough to take. I repeat again. You want to win the din taira, yeah? With a new mechanism called strong taina. A strong taina is enough to keep. It's not enough to take. Ad kan, 1 second. Ad kan divrei nochum. I want to say a dove in Neuro Va'oyim. The Truma Sedeshin says that Roiv does a better job than what? Roiv does a better job than Migu. Yet I find that Migu does a better job than Roiv, because everybody agrees that Roiv doesn't work and Migu doesn't much like this. So the answer is very simple. Migu is not better than Roiv, Migu is different than Roiv. Migu is not better than Roiv, Migu is different than Roiv. I'll explain. A Roiv acts on the Raya track. Listen to the beauty. A Roiv makes my taina better. A Roiv is circumstantial Raya. Ein ochem b'mamanach a Roiv. Why not? Roiv's not Roiv. So a Roiv, which wants to work with the track of Raya's, is not enough of a Raya. Rav is external. Rav is not strengthening my taina. Rav is like bringing Edom. Instead of bringing Edom, I bought a statistic. So you say, no, you want to bring a Raya? Bring a real Raya. Don't bring Edom. But when I want to use a Migu, I'm not using the track of Rayas. I'm using the track of strengthening the taina. So there's a man the Omer holds Migu lohoitzi amrino. If Rav doesn't work, how could a Migu work, by the way? The answer is they're working with two different worlds. They're working with two different worlds. A Roiv is working with Torah's Raya. But Torah's Raya, it's not enough. You're Din Torah. You lost the Din Torah. Now I told you, I'm going to go Raya. Bring a Raya. I'm sorry, bring Edom. Roiv's not a Raya. So why is there Amman Diyamot Migu works? Migu's better than Roiv? Of course not. When I'm using a Migu, I'm not using the Migu but Torah's Raya. I'm using the Migu but Torah's and knocked you out at the Taina stage. Even Moitzi. Even Moitzi. If I win at the Taina stage, if I have a better Taina than you, then the program's over. So I can have a scenario that Roiv won't work and Migu won't work. But then there are Rishonim who hold what? Migul Hoitzi Lo Yaminon. Kibadurba, like I just explained for Nachum. What happens with Shnai Merzin? He says the Helik Chumas Hadeshin that when you have a Shnai Merzin, Roiv works. Why? Because why doesn't Roiv work, Moir Rabbi say? Why doesn't Roiv work? Why doesn't Roiv work? Because it's clashing with the what? Why doesn't Roiv work? Because it's clashing with the what? With the Cheskes Momin. Says the Chumas Hadeshin, Shnai Merzin is a Shvach Cheskes Momin. Shnayim Rav is weak, Tanach HaZok HaGemur, they're both holding on together. So Rav could work. Why can't Migu work? It's just a kolshkein, Madach Rav doesn't work. Madach Rav works, let Migu work, Tarot says no. Let's give a beautiful zach. Moir Rabbi say, at the end of the day, even if it's not a HaZok HaGemur, Tanach HaZok HaGemur, it's not enough to fight over Rav. But your Migu's over here coming to take or to protect? It's not a chazak and gemurah because both guys are holding on to it. But what is your taina of kula shali coming to do? It's coming to protect your position or to take away from somebody?
Both.
What do you say?
Both. Kula shali kula between the rounds, both.
So, which means taking. But I'm also doing... I know that. But I'm also taking.
That's not my
taina. That's enough for me to go. It is my taina.
My taina is not taking
mine. No, I inform it every time my taina is not taking mine. You're funny, you know? So you just destroyed the sukha migul haitzi. We're talking about what are you coming to accomplish, Idea Miku? You're just protecting something that you have already? That not. And here's where we walk down the Gesher Tzar Moed. Shnai Moedz and Betalis could be that they're both Mubzik in it. Could be. Like the Ran says, they're both Mubzik in the entire thing. But Rav will work. Why? Because why doesn't Rav work normally? There's no Dinamitzik Vel Varaya over here. We're both holding on to it. So Rav will work. Of a Migu is not working B'Torah's Raya. What's Migu working? B'Torah's a Taina. And the Taina is, you can take a Migu to keep what you have and not get what you don't have. Yeshalai had a very deep philosophical shayla. The two guys are holding on to a talis, and one guy wants to get it with the miku. He's coming to protect what he has already. He's coming to take something he doesn't have. See, if we're talking about a din, then you're going to have to say that a roiv is stronger than a miku. That's very strange, because the man, the younger, hold that roiv doesn't work and miku does work. That puts me in a riddle. I'll hear what I'm saying, nothing sure at all. There are two rules that have nothing to do with each other. One's operating in the world of tainus, and the shayla is, what are you coming to do with your taina? Not what the din of the thing is. So, Mel, it's niflamoid. If you'll ask me, does roiv work? I say, sure. I ain't hochum bama nacha roiv. That's only when there's a din of hamaitzi, mechaber, all of a rai. Why have an exclusive roiv? Both have it together. It's not a chazaka kumura. Roiv could step in. I said, why can't Miguel Haitzi work? Because Miguel Haitzi is not winning with a raya anyway. Miguel Haitzi is winning with a taina. And then I have to go examine what are you coming to do with your taina. Not because the taina is clashing with a chazaka. That's not the pshat of Miguel Haitzi lo amina. The pshat of Miguel Haitzi is that what is your taina coming to do? You're a taker or you're a keeper? Over here, for sure, you're a taker. You're coming to get something. Right now, it's not exclusively by you, and you want it to be exclusively yours. That's enough to be called that you're taking with the taina. I am not clashing with a mitzvah mechamel of a raya. If the aside of Migu would be that it's a raya, so then I would have to say that Migu Laitzi means that it's not enough of a raya to be Maitzi. Now, for the same reason that Rav works, Migu would work. If a Migu, what's the Lashitas right now? If a Migu would be a raya, so then Migu Laitzi means it's not enough of a raya. So then the Jewish is very aggravating. If Rav works, why shouldn't Migu work? I think you start to kvetch that a Rav is this level raya, Migu is this level raya. Command impossible to say such a thing. Say, if a Migu is a raya, and Migu Haiti means it's not enough of a raya, what's up is Raya works for Steinberg and a Migu doesn't. But if I learn it's not a raya, A. B, it's a strength in Taina. And Migu Haiti doesn't mean because you're coming to be mighty. Migu Haiti means what are you coming to do with the Taina? To keep something is easier than taking something. So if I'll ask you, am I clashing with the Dinah Matika Raya? The answer is no. That's why Raya works. Rav only doesn't work with the dinas of Metzumeh of Raya. I'm not clashing with Metzumeh of Raya. But if I ask you, my rabbi say, we're not talking about Raya, so you're not being a Raya anyway. It's a rule in Hilchus Tainus. What are you coming to do with your Taina here? I'll ask you, coming to keep or coming to take? My Taina! Now what the din was over here in the dialogue. I'm before the din. What am I coming to do with my Taina? I think we'll all agree that over here you're coming to take. You're coming to change the matter. You're coming to get more than what you have, right? Now you're all holding on to it. You want to take here exclusively. That's cool. Migul Haitzi, La Amina. The Mela, even the Ran, who says that they're both holding on to the whole thing, and the Migul is not clashing with the Cheskes moment on the quarter, it's still cool. Migul Haitzi. Because the criteria of Migul Haitzi has nothing to do with the Psak Din on the Talis. Migul Haitzi is what are you coming to do with the Taina? What type of Taina is? It's a Taina of Haitzi, a Taina of Achzoka. And the Mela, Truman Sadeshin says, there's not a Chazaka Gemura, and that's why Roiv works, and still Migul Haitzi is not going to work because it's enough to be called La Haitzi.